Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The open tomb, the stone rolled away. The tomb is wide open because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Death cannot hold Jesus. Death cannot lock him in. Locked up. You know, locks can be important, but being locked up is not always good. In our gospel lesson for today, the disciples, in light of this amazing Easter victory, are locked up in the upper room. They are locked up for fear of the Jews. Their master has just been crucified. And what happens to those who follow a dead leader? Those in power come and systematically take them out. And these disciples are scared, and they're locked up. Do you know what it's like to be locked up? Closed off? That's what fear does to you. You get locked up, and you shut everyone else out. Fear always locks up. You fear that someone is going to take your stuff, so you lock it up. You lock your doors because you feel everyone's out to get your things. Or maybe you take the extra step and close people out. You know, it's easy just to walk down the street and see signs all plastered all over the place. Private property. No trespassers. Keep out. Beware of my pit bull. Or beware of the owner, with a picture of a Colt 45 and you're staring right down the barrel. Stay out. This place is locked up. It's locked up like Fort Knox. You know, as tough as people want to make it seem, these places are locked up for fear. Don't take my stuff. Don't take advantage of me. But being locked up doesn't only have to do with our stuff. Have you ever been locked up in your own thoughts? Maybe you lie awake at night worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. Your mouth, your words locked up. No words to speak. Your life locked up. Paralyzed to do anything. Stuck in depression. Been burned before by trying to be a nice person. These people have taken advantage of your generosity. And so you say, no more. You want to lock yourself up from being hurt again. Bitterness over someone who sinned against you in the past. Lock it up. Shame over an embarrassing situation. Lock it up. Guilt over something you regret. Lock it up. Locking it up always points to death. Locking ourselves up from those around us, from our community, is death. And oddly enough, in the very acts of self-preservation, by living up in a locked-up world, we're dying. Dying in our fear. Because this fear points to the root of it all, which is our trespasses, our sin against God Himself, and death. The death that is the wages of our sin. And this kind of being locked up seems like an inescapable way out. So we point to, as it points to that end that we all face, which is our own death, being locked up in the grave. You know, we need someone who's got the keys. We need someone who's got the keys to death itself. You know, this world tried to lock itself up from God's grace. This world turned its back on God's graciousness and has wanted to separate itself from God himself. Our sin would have us die, being locked up and closed off from God himself. But the Father, in his love, sent Christ into this world, into this broken world that wants to lock itself up. And he died like a prisoner. The door was slammed shut with death, locked up in the earth, in the tomb. But on the third day, he rose from the dead. That is what we celebrate this Easter morning, this second Sunday in Easter, is Christ's victory over death, Christ's unlocking of the door of death. Because Jesus says, even in our epistle reading, I have the keys. I have the keys of death and Hades. He has the keys to open up the tomb of death. He's defeated it, and he burst apart those doors, that tomb, so that we might know that he has the keys of life. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You know, and those first disciples, they had their doors locked up, even after some saw that tomb wide open. There's kind of a contradiction there. Jesus conquered death, and the tomb is open. It cannot hold him. He's got the keys. He's defeated death itself. But these disciples, their doors are locked up. And Christ stands in their midst. Amazingly, through locked doors, he stands in their midst and he says, "Peace be with you." Thomas doesn't believe. The Lord says, "Peace be with you." Stop being an unbeliever and believe. Peace be with you. Thomas cries out, "My Lord and my God." Because Christ has the keys. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And Christ has the keys. He gives those keys of death and life, and he gives them to those disciples. And he says, "Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Whatever you forgive on earth shall be forgiven in heaven. Whatever you withhold on earth shall be withheld in heaven. Whatever you lock on earth shall be locked in heaven. Whatever you unlock on earth shall be unlocked in heaven." He gives the keys of forgiveness to us. So that when forgiveness is proclaimed, you can be certain that it is as sure as it's happening in heaven. Did you hear it at the beginning of the service? When I turned around and I said, "As a called and ordained servant of God, I forgive you of all your sins." That's not my forgiveness. That's Jesus' forgiveness. And as sure as you heard it said, that is your forgiveness. Because Christ has the keys. He has the keys of death itself. And he's given the keys to the church to open up those prison doors of death. It's in his word. He unlocks those doors of death and he binds us to him. Christ has the keys. Christ has the keys. And Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And these keys have a far-reaching effect. We know that those disciples did not stay locked up in that tomb or in that upper room. We wouldn't have received the gospel from them if they had. No, they went out into this world to unlock the doors of fear and shame and guilt and even death with everyone that they met, speaking the words of Jesus, "You are forgiven in him." And sure, they probably still had fear, but it didn't lock them up. Because Christ has the keys. And they continue to share Christ's keys. He continues to share these keys with everyone. Because of the open tomb, doors are unlocked. Not even death can hold you, because it could not hold Christ. And the church is not a place to be locked up with fear. But sometimes even the church can let this defeated enemy speak. Can let this defeated enemy speak of fear. Fear, as we say in our first thoughts, are to put up a big fence, keep the bad people out. Fear has it said, when I first saw someone walking near, or what are they going to do wrong? This is not the way of Jesus. We are not a country club. We are not just an organization trying to keep our stuff.
We are not called to be locked up for fear. The fear of those kinds of questions of what will people out there think of us? What will people out there think if we show God's grace and peace to them? What if what we do out there in our daily lives and our work is embarrassing? What if people mock us? What if people even hate us? What will happen to us if we spend our money and not see a return? What will happen even if it costs us our lives, as is happening all over the world, even today? Brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ has the keys. He has said, "Peace be with you." Not even the tomb's stone door could hold him in. Not even death itself can lock him up. Christ is God. He's God for you. He is the victor over death itself. He is your Lord. And he speaks to you today with his keys. "I forgive you. I forgive you of all of your sins. I unlock the doors of shame and guilt and sin and bitterness and even death for you." Fear does not have the power to lock you up. Christ has set you free, and you are free indeed. Does this mean that we shouldn't use locks on our church property? No, not at all. But what it does mean is that locks are not there because of fear. Fear has no place. Fear has no power in Christ. It is defeated. It's defeated because sin is defeated. It is defeated because the devil is defeated. It is defeated because grave and the death have been defeated. Christ has the keys. And the open tomb unlocks the doors of death itself for you. Amen.